So, Be'ezat Hashem, maybe every Tuesday night we can gather at this time to learn some Chassidut. Chassidut means we want to come closer to Hashem. We want to kindle a fire in our neshama to come closer to Hashem. And so there are many, many Sfarim HaKadoshim that Baruch Hashem we can learn. There are many fundamental ones, famous ones, that are possible to be used and to learn well, and hopefully we can get to them. I don't know about all of them, but there's one sefer, this sefer over here, Agra de Pirka, written by the Bnei Yisachar, the Baal Bnei Yisachar, Rabbi Elimelech of Dinov. His full name, Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He was the nephew of the Noam Elimelech, of Rav Elimelech Milizhensk. These are tzaddikim who lived in 250 years ago, 300 years ago, who were Ba'alei Ruach HaKodesh, who were tzaddikim beyond what we can even imagine. Now, what the Bnei Yisachar is famous for is for a Sefer Bnei Yisachar. Beautiful sefer on all the Mo'adim, on all the months of the year, filled with all kinds of chidushim, a lot of Kabbalah in it, Divrei Chassidut. He has a sefer called Agra de Pirka, which is sort of a random sefer. What do I mean by random? It's pieces of Divrei Torah, one after another. Not always is there a connection from one to the other, but the common denominator between all of them is they are sweet ad l'shamayim, beautiful. You're going to fall in love with this sefer, I have no doubt. And it's evident from the way that he wrote the sefer that the Bnei Yisachar, for example, in his learning of Tikkuni HaZohar, for example, you know, there's the sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, and you have a section of the Zohar that's special, it's unto itself, it's called Sefer HaTikkunim, Tikkuni HaZohar. 70 tikkunim that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote upon the word Bereshit, of Bereshit Bara Elokim. So for example, when the Bnei Yisachar was giving his shiur on Tikkuni Zohar, so from time to time he wrote down a nice chidush that came to his mind on the words of the Zohar. So we have that in the Agra de Pirka. Or all kinds of other random chidushim. And so it could be that every time it's a different topic. There's no one topic. There's no sections. You'll see it's all Remez Aleph, Remez Bet, Remez Gimel, from the beginning of the Sefer till the end. Let's see the last one. Shin Pei Tet. Shin Pei Tet, Shafat. You have 389 Chidushei Torah. Now, there is, this Sefer was printed, again, in a new edition, and they bring on the bottom, they bring like nice chidushim from his other sfarim that have to do with what he's speaking about. So every time it's a different topic. So Be'ezat Hashem, little by little, we'll have the sefer, or if you can purchase it, it's called Agra de Pirka. Agra de Pirka, the reward of coming to a shiur. Pirka, in the Lashon of the Gemara, is a shiur. Agra de Pirka, the reward of coming to a shiur. So you're rewarded already. And we don't even have to talk. So Be'ezat Hashem, Achala yikonu derachai lishmor chukecha az lo evosh be'abiti el kol mitzvotecha yiratzon, that the zechut of the tzaddik should stand for us, and the words of his limud Torah should go into our neshama, and they should be sweet for us and for our soul.
Amen.
So Aleph, the first one. Amar Kvod Adoni Mori veRabbi Harav HaKadosh Morenu Harav Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Zecher Tzadik veKadosh Livracha. His Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak, you know who his Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak is? Otherwise known as the Chose of Lublin. The Chose of Lublin was the Rebbe of the Bnei Yisachar, and he quotes him many times in the Bnei Yisachar and in this Sefer. And so he starts off the Sefer with a quote from his holy Rebbe, the seer of Lublin, the Chose of Lublin. Zechutam tagen alenu. Ma she'amru rabotenu zal chagigah daf tetvav be'elisha acher. In Maseret Chagigah, Daf Tetvav, you have the whole story about Elisha ben Avuya, the whole sugya about that famous Tana that we had, the one Tana that went off. And we don't call him by his name anymore. He's known as Acher, the other one, Acher. And the Gemara talks to us and tells us what happened. It's funny, just this morning, in the Sichot Musar that we did this morning, we focused a lot on this also. So here it is. Elisha ben Avuya, Elisha Acher, the Gemara tells us that when he was young, when he was learning, so he always had non-Jewish music, you know, on his mouth. He would always hum Greek music, even when he was learning. And he became great in Torah, he became a Tana. And when he would get up from the yeshiva, you would see Greek philosophy books fall out of his jacket. So he would dabble with all kinds of things, even while he was becoming great in the Torah, but that already planted seeds of trouble. And then eventually, one day, when he saw a sight that totally threw him off, and he became an enemy of the Torah. That was a tragedy for us. There is one Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that we still have as a remnant, Elisha ben Avuya Omer. We have one Mishnah. Imagine that. Imagine we have one Tana in Pirkei Avot who at the end it wasn't good. His end was not good. So the Gemara tells us the story there in Chagigah. Who was his Talmid? Who was the greatest Talmid of Elisha ben Avuya? Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes was the Talmid of Elisha ben Avuya. And so the Gemara tells us the story that he was walking on Shabbat. Rabbi Meir on Shabbat was walking alongside his Rebbe Elisha Acher, who was riding a donkey, was riding a horse, riding an animal. On Shabbat, we know, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to ride an animal. But it was already after, it was post Elisha ben Avuya. But Rabbi Meir was still learning Torah from him. The Gemara asks, how did Rabbi Meir do that? You have to stay away from him. One says, Shani Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is different. Tocho achal kelipato zarak. Rabbi Meir was on the level to know what to take and what to throw out. He ate rimon matzah. It says, rimon matzah. Tocho achal kelipato zarak. He found a pomegranate that was filled with so many juicy words of Torah, he was able to eat inside and not be affected by the outside. That's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is walking with him on Shabbat. They come to the boundary of Tchum Shabbat. Elisha, from his horse, tells his Talmid, Rabbi Meir, Chazor Becha, it's Tchum Shabbat. You're not supposed to trespass. You can't go beyond this limit. You have to go back. It's Shabbat, he tells him. What about you? No, I'm continuing. But you're still religious. You have to go back. Rabbi Meir pounced upon that opportunity to tell his Rebbe the famous words. He told him, Rebbe, why don't you come back? Why don't you come back also? He told him. He didn't just mean come back home. He meant deeper than that. What did Elisha answer? He told him, Uma e'ese, there's no hope for me. I already heard a bat kol. Hear that? I heard a heavenly voice that said, Shuvu banim shovavim chutz me'acher. I heard a heavenly voice that said, everyone can come back, can do teshuvah except Acher. That's what he heard. So it's done for me. No hope. The Gemara goes on over there and tells us how Rabbi Meir, even after he tried to get him on his deathbed, please do teshuvah. And Rabbi Meir told everyone, Kim Dumani, I think he did teshuvah in the last minute. And there's a whole story later on, you know, with the fire by his grave, and generations passed until they were able to finally do away with that fire, and that was a sign that ultimately there was forgiveness and that he was zoche le'olam haba. The Gemara talks about it. I don't want to ruin the whole story for you. Look in Chagigat Tetvav. Over here we're going to focus on this point when he said like the following. Mashamu abotenu zal be'elisha acher. שיצתה בת קול ואמרה שובו בנים שובבים חוץ מאחר. So the Chose of Lublin said on this statement that there was a bat kol, a heavenly voice that said everybody can come back except Elisha Acher, except Acher. Says the Chose, ilu haya yuvan lemaskil, any understanding person, he says, can grasp that ilu haya meshiv, if it would be, if Elisha would have answered, if he would have responded to the heavenly voice by saying, quote, kivan shekenhu, since that's the case, you're telling me that no, not acher, I can't. Azai hinehu ha'et veha'ona le'ovdecha avodah shlema amitit. Oh, so that means I have a chance now to serve you, Hashem, a complete and perfect service, kivan she'en kan kivui le'tashlum sachar, because there's no hope to receive any reward. So now I'm going to absolutely serve you, Hashem, l'shem shamayim, without any interest, without any exterior motive. It will be only for you, not for any reward, because you're telling me that you're not taking me, right? You're telling me there's no hope. Okay, this is my chance. Says the Chose Milublin, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, ilu haya meshiv kazot, if he would have said that when he heard the bat kol, haya mechupar lo, it would have been atoned for him, v'haya magia lema'ala gedola, and he would have been reinstated to greatness. Ad kan devarav. So the Agra de Pirka Rabenu quotes the Chose, says, till here are his words, v'divrei pi chacham chen, that's a pasuk in Kohelet, and the words of a chacham are graceful. If you came tonight just to hear that alone, Dayenu. Okay? The Chose Lublin says that he had a chance. He had a chance. He could have said, what did you just say? You said there's no hope for me? You're not taking me back? That's my chance. Now I got it. Now I'm going to serve you l'shem shamayim, without any expectation, without any reward. If he would have done that, it would have been a whole different history. So he says like this, now we understand what Rabbi Meir, his Talmid, told him. Come back, Rabbi, come back. Hagam sheyada sheshama me'achorei hapargot. Even though Rabbi Meir knew very well, he knew about that bat kol. So what are you trying? He was hinting to him, this is your chance. Chazor becha. There's no such a thing as giving up. There's no such a thing as a person is done with any kind of hope with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as someone is alive and breathing in this world, there is what to do. There is what to fix. There is what to gain. There is what to accomplish. There is even what to change. Even when they tell you, we don't want you. Even when they say, no, we're locking the door. Like the Meharsha says, Hayalo litpok. He should have knocked down the doors. That's what he should have done. Yeah, the doors are closed. He should have barged in and said, with all due respect, I'm sorry. I'm not accepting this. I want in. If he would have done that, it would have been different. And Rabbi Meir knew that, and he was trying to get that out of him. With this we can understand what the Shla HaKadosh writes in the name of his father. Kol ma sheyomar lecha ba'al ha-bayit, aseh, chutz mitzeh. It's a famous statement. It's brought in the Gemara Psachim. There is a word of, it's a word of Derech Eretz. Kol ma sheyomar lecha ba'al ha-bayit, aseh, chutz mitzeh. You come into, you're a guest at someone's home. Anything he tells you to do, listen to him. Chutz mitzeh. The pshat is, except if he tells you to leave. To leave, you can hesitate. What do you mean? Remember the story. Come to my, what do you mean? Let me stay a little bit. It's a, that you don't have to right away listen. There's a famous pirush of the Gaon Mivilna. Chutz mitzeh, tzeh is rashi tevot, chutz mitzavaat isur. Except if he commands you to do something that is asur, of course. In other words, kol ma she, you come into a baal habayit, that's it, you're subservient to him. You know, that's how it goes. That's why Avram Avinu, we saw in the parasha, he didn't want to accept any gifts. Because once you take gifts from someone, he's your Baal HaBayit to a certain degree. He gave you something. So now, kol ma she'Baal HaBayit omer, you have to listen to him. So you don't want to be bound like that to every person. So therefore, sone matanot yichyeh, a person should stay away from receiving, from taking. He should be a giver, not a taker. Avraham Avinu, that was him. So on this statement of kol ma she'yomar lecha Baal HaBayit, the Shla HaKadosh says in the name of his father a different pirush. Kol ma she'yomar lecha Baal HaBayit ze Hashem Yitbarach. Who's the Baal HaBayit in this world? Who is the landlord in this world? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an owner. Baal HaBayit shel kol ha'olam. Anything that the Baal HaBayit tells you to do, you have to obey. Chutz mitzeh. Except if he tells you, leave. Says the Shla, Hainu, meaning, Keshetishma chas v'shalom shuvu banim. You know, it says here, if you ever hear a bat kol that says, shuvu banim, chutz from you. So you say, what, like I'm ever going to hear such a bat kol. By the way, many people think they hear this bat kol. Many people think that they hear this bat kol, that no, there's no hope. They already told me. I see this sign, that sign. They have all signs in the world that it's not for me. I'm a lost cause. So there are many people walking around thinking they heard this bat kol that Elisha heard. So the Shla HaKadosh says, the Gemara in Pesachim says, kol ma she'yomar lecha Baal HaBayit, of course, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the landlord, tells us to do, we have to do. Chutz mitzeh, except if he says, out. Don't listen to those words to stop serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. He brings on the bottom, if before you turn the page, if you look in the bottom, it says in the Pasuk, Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha veshamata bekolo kechol asher ani metzave etchem hayom. It's a pasuk in Nitzavim. It says, and you should return, and you will return to Hashem, and you will listen to His voice. Kechol asher ani metzave etchem hayom, as everything that I am commanding you today. So he says, the Bnei Sachar elsewhere in one of his other Sfarim revisits this Yesod. Hu al pi ma sheyatzta bat kol shuvu banim. Uma avale lemebat. There was a bat kol. So what should Elisha do? Vekatvu achronim. He brings from the Shla. Shezeu remez bedivrei rabotenu. Kol ma sheyomar lecha Baal HaBayit taseh chutz mitzeh. Baze lo yishma leBaal HaBayit. There's one thing we don't have to listen to the Baal HaBayit. And that is chutz mitzeh. You understand? It's not a chutzpah. You get that. Because that's really what he wants you to do. he wants you not to listen. Right? Imagine lehavdil. Imagine a father who loves his son, but you just can't take him anymore. He's killing him already. He's behaving like crazy. He doesn't know what to do. So, you know, he didn't go to any. So the only alternative he has is what? Get out of the house. Get out. Could you imagine if the son? Lo alenu. Can you imagine if the son would say, "Oh, good, yeah, I'm going"? How does the father feel? He listened. He obeyed. Is that what he's going to feel? He's going to be devastated. What? That's how you take it? Instead of putting up a fight? If the son puts up a fight, no. Or you know, I'll do this, I'll do that, okay? Or whatever it is. You know how a parent is. We all know what answer they really want. If that ever happens. How much more so? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ma she'yomar. Rabotai, we came to learn tonight that there's no such a thing as despair. En yush klal. There's no such a thing. Vezehu anirtze v'kan b'inyan ha'tshuva v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha v'shama'ata b'kolo. Return to Hashem and listen and obey His voice. Ma'u asher tishma b'kolo. What does it mean to listen to His voice? Kechol asher ani mitzavecha hayom. So the pasuk is medayek. Listen to everything I am telling you today. Daika. Avarim tishma bat kol shuvu banim shovavim chutz. Lo tishma bekolo. But if you ever hear a bat kol that says shuvu banim chutz from you, ki zehu anirtze, don't listen to that one. Zehu anirtze, love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he really wants, shetitpok al dalte harachamim bechol inyan ve'ater lecha. He says, no, bechol inyan. In any case, no matter what the person did, no matter how low the person stooped to, doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear, I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting this tzeh business, no. So go back to the top. Al pize yesh lefaresh, on the second page. Al pize yesh lefaresh pesukim de parashat ekev. In parashat ekev we have pesukim v'hayayim shachoach tishkach et Hashem Elokecha. And it will come about if chas v'shalom you forgot Hashem. And you will go after foreign gods. We read this on Tisha B'Av. I'm hereby telling you testimony that you're going to go lost. Like all the other nations that Hashem is kicking out of the country because of you. Ekev lo tishmeun v'kol Hashem Elokechem. All of that because you didn't listen to Hashem. Hinei yesh ledakdek, he says there are a few questions on this pasuk. Aleph, v'haya b'chol makom u'lashon simcha. This is a well-known principle. Whenever it says v'haya, v'haya is a language that is about to introduce something of joy, something joyous, something of happiness. Kemo shamu abotenu, that's a well-known gemara. Ubikan lesimcha mazo osa. How could you say v'haya im shachoach tishkach et Hashem Elokecha? And it will be if you forget Hashem. En v'haya ela lashon simcha. En yelala gedola mizo. There's no greater sadness than this. Lishkoach chas v'shalom, to forget Hashem. What do you mean? So how does the v'haya work with shachoach tishkach et Hashem? Question number one. Question number two. Ha'idoti b'chem hayom. Ma bale ma'et v'ze hayom. I am hereby telling you today. The Torah, you know, doesn't say extra words. What's the word hayom coming to emphasize today, as opposed to what? Question three. Kagoyim asher Hashem ma'avid otam mipenechem. It says you're going to go lost like the goyim that are going lost from before you as you enter Eretz Kenan. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying in the name of Hashem to Am Yisrael. We need a mashal over here. Why does Hashem in this pasuk have to give like an example? Do we not know what it means to go lost? Go lost. That's it. You have to tell. You know, you go lost. Just like that person went lost. What do I need this mashal for? That's also extra. Number four. Ekev lo tishmeun bekol Hashem Elokechem. Because you didn't listen to Hashem's voice. Hine ze miyutar legamre. That's totally extra. You already started off the pasuk by saying that. You said, "Vehaya im shachoach tishkach et Hashem Elokecha." If you're going to forget, you're going to go lost. Like that. So, what do you have to repeat? Because you didn't listen. You just said that in the beginning. V'chutz leze, and besides, another question: Patach b'shachoach tishkach v'halachta v'avata mishtachavit alahem u'mesayem rak belo tishmeun. He starts off with a heavy sin. He starts off, v'haya, and it will be, if you're going to forget me, and you're going to go after Avodah Zarah, oh, ha'idoti b'chem ha'yom et ha'shamayim et ha'aretz ki'avot tovedun. You're going to go lost, kagoyim asher ma'avid Hashem mipenechem. Why? Ekev lo tishmeun lekol Hashem. Because you didn't listen to Hashem. Then listen. That the pasuk got soft all of a sudden at the end. In the beginning you said, because I forgot Hashem and we went after Avodah Zarah, that's why. Why do you repeat in a softer way? So he has a few questions here on the pasuk. That's how you take apart a pasuk, huh? So watch what he does. Al ken nir'eli pirushan shel dvarim. V'haya. What's v'haya? Simcha tihye lefanav yitbarach. Yes, it will be a simcha in the eyes of Hashem. What will be a simcha? Im ye'erach chas v'shalom asher shachoach tishkach deshem lokecha ve'alachta achare Elohim acherim v'avatam mishtachavit alehem. If it so happens that you're going to forget Hashem and you're going to go after Avodah Zarah and you're going to serve the foreign gods. Now in parentheses he says, hineim chas v'shalom yasu kazod. Surely, if they do that, hine bevaday garach et am mechet Elisha acher. Now that is worse than the sin of Elisha acher. Ki hu chata shaya sover sheter eshuyot. The chet of Elisha acher was that he. It's not like he didn't believe in the existence of Hashem. He thought that Hashem is not always in control. Chas v'shalom. There are other forces. Over here in the pasuk is saying something worse. totally deny and totally forget and forsake Hashem. V'halicha acharei Elohim, amar Moshe v'shem Hashem itbarach. So we're still waiting for, how's that v'simcha? Where is the joy here? Hayidoti bachem hayom. I am warning you today. Hayom daika. What does hayom dafka mean? Ke'en retzono itbarach shemo sheitkayem kach. What we're about to hear right now is something that he doesn't want that should last. He doesn't want this to be. When Hashem says, I'm warning you right now, I'm going to, it's like the parent who says, I'm going to do it. And he doesn't want that. Somebody wants to do. He wants to hear opposition. He wants, please save me from this. Make it that I don't have to do this. So Hashem is saying, Hayidoti bachem hayom. Today I'm warning you. Today. He's already starting to hint, this is not something that I want to hear about tomorrow. I want this to change. Ki avot tovedun. If you are shachoach tishkach et Hashem Elokecha, avot tovedun, you're going to go lost. Ba'onam hazeh u'ba'onam haba. Kagoyim asher Hashem ma'avid mipenechem. You're going to go lost like the goyim who went lost. Parentheses. What's the need for that mashal? She'en retzono yitbarach shemo sheyashuvu b'tshuva. When Am Yisrael went into the land of Canaan, and you had there a Canaan, Iva, Emori, Vachiti, Vaperizi, there wasn't an expectation of, you know, maybe they're going to do Teshuvah. No, Hashem already, you know, that ship has sailed with Hashem. Like Hashem told Avraham Avinu in last week's parasha, Ki lo shalem avon ha-emori, he gave them one generation, two generation, three generation, up to the fourth generation. Okay, goodbye. There was no expectation of Teshuvah. Proof is, we were commanded to make sure everybody's done, finished, destroyed. Ken tovedun, so too you will be lost. Chas v'shalom sheyomar alechem shuvu banim chutz. What does that mean? Avot tovedun. Chas v'shalom. It's like having a bat kol coming out and saying, shuvu banim shovevim chutz from you. You have no hope. Then how did the pasuk end? Ekev levasof achar kol ele, after all that threat that we just heard, simcha tiyeh lefanav yitbarach shemo. Here is where the simcha is. Im lo tishmeun bekol Hashem Elokechem. In other words, the pasuk at the end is not repeating itself. The pasuk is actually saying the good part at the end. It's not repeating itself and it's not going soft. Remember, what was the question?
Don't listen to the threat.
Oh. Vehaya. Now, Vehaya is Ashon Simcha. What's the Simcha? Wait, let's read the Pasuk. So now you have to read. When it so happens that Shachoach Tishkach, that you stoop so low as to go after Avodah Zarah, and I'm going to be Haidoti Bachem Ayom, I'm warning you today, get the hint, I'm warning you today. Ki Avoto Vidun, like the Goyim, just like the Goyim, meaning that there's no expectation of doing teshuvah. Shuvu banim shovavim chutz from you. Vehaya ekev lo tishmeun bekol Hashem Elokechem. Hashem is going to rejoice if you're not going to listen to that. Don't listen to it. Mashiz sagar ba'adechem dalte teshuvah. This that he so-called closed in your face the doors of teshuvah, don't listen. Push yourself. You know, Jews know how to push, you know. Maybe not these days right now necessarily. But, yeah, we're pushers. That's what we're supposed to be. Many times we don't do it nicely. But a Jew forges ahead. A Jew doesn't take no for an answer. Exactly. Chazak Baruch. A Jew is resilient. A Jew was told no and no and no every generation. And what did the Jew do? He was knocked down, he gets right back up. And he says, Endevar kaze. Lo tishmeun. Kol ma sheyomar ba'al ha-bayit, aseh chutz mitzeh. Tzeh I don't listen to. Yes.
I heard the situations where Hashem says, okay, this person has, like, he's done with it.
No such a thing is what we are learning. That means it's so good that you came tonight. Because you heard that, what you just said, that's why you came tonight. I'm talking to myself, don't worry.
Everybody yes. Heard that too. Like,
that's why I said I'm talking to myself.
You had a point of no return.
There is no point of no return in this world. That's what we're learning. That's a good way to start off, I think. This is a good way to begin. We're here to stay. There's no, I don't know, not for me. Who am I anyway? You know, all that anava that the Yetzer Hara with a long white beard comes to us and says, you have to be humble. The humbleness that comes from the Sitra Achra that says, I have no chance, I have no hope. You know what? Maybe my children, many people live vicariously through their children. What about you? You still have quite a few years to go till 120. What are you going to do? Lefatzeach egozim? You're going to be, opening nuts? Till then? What are you going to do till then? We're given life? That means there's no for an answer. Ekev lo tishmun, Hashem gets tremendous nachatua from that. Ki kol ma sheyomar ba'al ha'bayit chutz mitzeh, v'ze tiyeh le'simcha lefanav yitbarach shemo, im lo tishmeun lekolo badavar hazeh, al ken itchil ve'haya lashon simcha. Of course, the pshat of the pasuk is the pshat. We understand, we're not learning here the pshat. The pshat is simple, is understood. And those questions could be answered also in various ways. But we're learning, based on the holy teaching of the Chozeh Milubrin, the Bnei Sakhar is telling us, that's what's implicit in the pasuk as well. V'haya, when is Hashem going to be happy after his ha'idoti b'chem ayom? Where's the happiness? Ekev lo tishmo. He doesn't want you to hear that. He doesn't want you to listen to that. That he does not want you to obey. Look what he says here. Ve'agav bati kemazkir ma sheshamati mikvod Adoni Mori ve'Rabbi Arav Kadosh Morenu Arav Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Omro ve'haya im shachoach lashon simcha ritzono lomar davka im yiyeh lecha chas ve'shalom simcha mize asher tishkach. In parentheses, he gives a whole different pshat on the pasuk. You know, he mentioned his Rebbe in the beginning. And then, based on his Rebbe's words, he goes on to explain a pasuk in a way that's different from how his Rebbe explained it. So, at least in parentheses, he gives him the kavod. He says, by the way, I want you to know, my Rebbe, the Chozeh Milubrin, has a different answer to what's the vehaya lashon simcha of the pasuk. He says, Retzono lomar, dafka, when is it that Hashem is going to be angered to say, ha'idoti bachem hayom, ki avot tovedun? It's when it's vehayayim shachoach tishkach. That's when you're okay and you're even happy about the fact that you forgot. That takes us to, this is only in parentheses, it takes us to a whole different topic. Of there's one thing to sin, but then there is another thing to be okay with it and maybe even celebrate it. Remember, when just very quickly, just to add this to what he just said over here, remember when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, by the Chet HaEgel, by the sin of the golden calf, so he came down. So the Torah is very specific at what point Moshe Rabbeinu took the Luchot and threw them down the mountain. Vayar et ha'egel umcholot. When he saw the golden calf and the dancing. So I think if you look in this phono, if not this phono, a different mefarish, Vayar et ha'egel umcholot. The egel itself, that didn't do it just yet. What did it was, you're dancing? At least, like the Chafetz Chaim writes in a few places, he says, at least if a person does something like, at least do it with a sigh. You know, that's the Jewish way. A Jewish way of doing a chet. What could you do? at least he's sighing when he does it. You know, I don't mean to speak Lashon Hara. And then he lets out, he unleashes a nice piece of Lashon Hara. I don't want to do it. But so that those words, I don't want to do it, we should be melamed zchut. At least that's something. At least he acknowledges that it's wrong and really he doesn't want to do it, but he wants to do it. And so he did it, but he didn't want to do it. But at least something. There's an anacha. But v'hayayim shachoach tishkach, you are sameach, you're totally okay, you're fine with shachoach tishkach, o ha'idoti b'chem ayom. That's how the Chozeh Milublin explained. Al ze ne'emar, aval im titatzev al ze, but if you will be sad over it, that you forgot Hashem chas v'shalom, hatov v'salach, hislach lekehal adato, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, ultimately, v'yore lahem darke teshuvah, berov rachamav, and he will guide you in the ways of teshuvah. When a person feels a sadness over, not a sadness that breaks him to be unproductive and to just to be immobile. No. But when a person is saddened, is brokenhearted over his sin to the point where, how could I have done that? How is it possible? And he's very upset with himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that into account. He takes that, and that actually springs him forward into being able to be metaken and to bring about kapara. But again, that's a side note. The main idea here that we're learning is the pirush of kol ma sheyomar lecha ba'al habayit aseh chutz mitzeh. Chutz mitzeh. In connection to this, we have a few more minutes. We're going to do bit. Okay? Sipru li ma'aseh rav. Listen to this. The Bnei Yisachar says, I heard a story. I was told a story. You understand, if he puts it into a sefer, this is not some kind of... it's a limud kadosh venora. Me'et kvod kedushat harav hakadosh moreinu harav rav dov ber. That's the Magid Mimezrich. They told him a story about the great Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, the Magid Mimezrich, Baruch Dov, Rav Dov Ber, I'm sorry. Bihiyoto mitboded adayin be'aniyut ubedachakut. When he was still in the time in his life, when he was going through poverty and galut, these great tzaddikim, they even put themselves into harsh times in order to bring about kapara and to be mitaken, these great and holy people. A lot of them, a lot of these tzaddikim, that was their derech, to go into galut and to suffer mamash, to bring upon themselves. Pam achat, Bata ishto v'itchila lesaper lo bebichya migodel dachakut banav ech hem re'evim v'tzemeim v'en kesut bakara. So one day his wife had enough. What is this? We're living in dire poverty. So she said, that's it, I'm going to tell him something. She went over to her husband, the holy Magid Mimezrich, and she told him, she started to describe how the children, they're poor, we don't have what to eat, and we don't have en kesut bakara, we don't have clothing to warm us up in the cold of the winter. Azai shama devarea ve'aya mit'aneach me'at. He heard her say these words, and he sighed, ay, 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 ay. Listen, we call this learning chasidut, okay? So you understand, you come here to hear chasidut. Suddenly he hears a voice from Shamayim telling him that he lost his share in Olam Haba. He started to shake. Now he's thinking to himself, my goodness, I lost it all. This world I didn't have. Now they're telling me, at least that which I was banking on, I don't have either. It's gone. And the olam haba ein lo. So he hears that. V'hine v'hitbonenut hazeh hafsik me'at mitorato. For a moment, he stopped learning because of these thoughts that were rushing in his mind. Ad asher sam elibo b'kedushat iyuno, until he gathered his thoughts again, and he realized, no, wait a second. Adraba, a minute. Hine ka'et ehye oved avoda amitit, shekvar avat sivri mishenei olamot. Wait a second, this is my chance. Now I'm going to serve Hashem, a real, true, and genuine service. Because I lost hope, not in this world, and not in the next world. It's connected to what we said before. And my service to Hashem is going to be only to do nachat ruach to Hashem. And he started learning with a renewed vigor of holiness. Suddenly, as besaruhu min hashamayim, shechziruhu lechaya olam haba. He heard, what is that? What are you saying? Or they reinstated his share in olam haba. Rak, but on condition, they told him, mehayom vahala yenizhar shelo yase kazot. They warned him, from now and on, don't do that again. Don't do what again? What do you do? Hainu shelo yitaneach od mechamat godel rachmanuto al banav. Look at the level. They told him in Hashemayim, don't do that again. Don't sigh because of the fact that you feel bad. Rachmanuto al banav. Ki en lecha rachmanut merube merachmanuto itbarach shemo. Because you don't have more compassion than Hashem. Hashem is the Baal Rachamim. when you are sighing, oh yeah, they're suffering, out of compassion for your children, at that moment, you, the great tzaddik, what are you doing? What are you saying? You're saying that you're a bigger Baal Rahman than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Where is your bitachon? Where is your emunah to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing? And not only he knows what he's doing, but that he's doing the best for you. This is the story of the Magid Mimezrish. Look at this. Yetzei lanu mizeh.
Bet inyanim. That's why you heard the bat kol on that.
First he heard the bat kol, you lost your olam haba. Then he heard that it was reinstated after he decided he's going to learn because, now it's mamash, leshem shamayim. But they told him, don't do that again.
Because of the sigh.
When you're sighing, that sigh is showing that you're a bigger Baal Rachmanut than HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Or he's just agreeing with Hashem, no?
What?
Or he's just agreeing with Hashem.
That's not how they heard it in Shamayim. In Shamayim, they heard it as, what? What's wrong? Something wrong? What do you mean? You think you know how it should be better? Now, this is a towering level that we can't even see, even if we would use by on your dad telescope. We wouldn't be able to see this level, tremendous. But that's where he was holding. Yeah, we understand. Bat kol, this minute, that minute. This is where he was holding. To be on the level that you're suffering, this is for your best. This is for your benefit. We could take a little bit. We can glean some of this for us, so that if, let's say, you know, the cup of coffee that was prepared for you in the morning didn't have exactly the amount of sugar. So, and you take it. Oh, again, they gave me this type of coffee. Don't do that. I think we can handle that one, no? We can work on that. That if it's not exactly to our taste, tastes good. Someone, I know someone who made the omelet for someone else last week. And mamash, it was almost burnt. He took it. He ate the whole thing, even though he hates burnt food. He ate the whole thing, and every bite, tastes so good, because he didn't want the person to feel bad. He was feeling so bad. Tastes so good the whole time. He ate it with gusto. That's something a person can do. Why not? So, the level of what we're talking about here, but le dargatenu, to our level, it's possible. Yatzalanu mizeh, let's just conclude with these three lines. We learn from here, bet inyanim le'anagat ha'adam b'midotav. Two hanhagot. Divrei Maran Zal b'inyan Elisha acher k'mo shekatavti le'el, the whole yesod that we learned in Aleph, from what the Chozeh of Lublin said, that if Elisha acher would have said, if he would have said, oh, this is my chance now, you're saying no reward? Oh, adaba! Like there are stories about great tzaddikim, when their olam haba was kivyachol was sold to someone else. Now he was really happy. Now he's going to really get the sachar for the mitzvah of the etrog. Many stories I'm sure you heard many times. That yesod and number bet lekabel gezerato itbarach shemo be'ahava as much as possible to be mikabel yisurim be'ahava. Again, yisurim. The Gemara in Arachin Tetzayim tells us what's yisurim. Even if you put your hand into your pocket to take out a nickel, you took out a dime. Oh, you have to go through the inconvenience of putting your hand again to take out the nickel. Why? The Gemara says, that's Yisurim. What does the Gemara mean to teach us by that? Take that opportunity. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yisurim. Don't live by rote. And you know, usually when that happens, what happens? We don't even realize it. Okay, yeah.
Like it's not by chance.
You just, exactly. So that type of behavior means, yeah, these things happen. No. No, you just lost that opportunity. Hashem was talking to you. Hashem, I learned a Rashi today. There's a Rashi in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. There's a Rashi that says, he brings down a Chazal that says that there were two people in our history, David HaMelech and Mordechai HaYehudi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted things to them and they got it. And they got the hint. So I was thinking, I'm learning this Rashi, right? It's talking about Rashi, about the story where David HaMelech, he fought with the bear and with the lion right before the story of when he fought against Goliath. So he told Shaul to convince Shaul, let me take him on. Shaul said, what do you mean? What do you look at you? No, let me take him on. You know, gam et ha'ari v'gam et ha'dov yikavdecha. Don't worry, you don't know what happened to me last week. Last week, I had a whole to-do with a lion. I took him by his beard That's what it says there. I took him by his beard and I took care of him. So Rashi says there that that was a sign for him the week before that you could do it. I'm gonna bring on your plate something next week that everybody in the world would think you can't, but I'm giving you a little preview right now that you could. And so Rashi says, Chazal tell us, David got the hint. Meaning he was with full confidence, he went after Goliath. Because that's what Hashem was telling me last week. Not b'nevuah. But just from what happened, that's what Hashem told him. And also Mordechai, right? Mordechai, Yosef, he finds himself sitting b'shar ha-melech. Mazeh, Mordechai is supposed to be in yeshiva. He's sitting by the gate of Achashverosh. So Mordechai was no, he got the hint. He said that this has to be, if I'm here, that means it's for a Yeshua. That means something good is going to happen. So I'm learning this Rashi and I'm saying, wait a second. Rashi doesn't say these were two people that Hashem hinted things to. He said these were two people that Hashem hinted things to and they got the hint. What does Rashi mean to say? Everybody has hints. Hashem is hinting, Hashem is speaking to everybody. The problem is we need to fine-tune our chush hashmiya to be able to get it. So lekabel gezerato yidbar, there's so much to say. Lekabel gezerato yidbar shemo be'ahava v'shelo lid'og ulitanech al zeh. Okay, so if the coffee is not exactly, or if the omelet is not, you know, like that, or and kol echad, everybody basher who knows, you know, what makes himself tick, you know, what gets him. And so if someone put your toothbrush, you put it here. All of a sudden you find it there. Masipo, I don't understand. Lo mevin. Why does it have to be here? I put it here. Who's going doing this? And there's always things like that, right? There's always things like that. And it gets all nervous. Why are you getting all nervous? Why get nervous? Hashem is talking to you. Hashem just did this to you. That's it. To see how you react. You mean even that we can't overcome? Even that hurdle is too big for us to overcome. No, it's not. Right? If we are able at that moment to stop, to pause, press pause, and say, I got it. I got it. Everything. I deserve that. Okay. I got the message. I'll be better. I won't open my mouth. I won't shout. Whatever it may be. You're not the same person anymore. You graduated. You're not the same person. You're different now. You got the hint. That's what life is. And of course, the message of not to worry so much and not to take everything so much to heart. Never to forget the rachmanut of Hashem. We are not smarter than Him. We're not more compassionate to Him. Yiratzon that tonight, Bezat Hashem, we should hear good news.
Amen.
And there should be a good tozaot for Klal Yisrael. But like I said, I don't know if I mentioned it in Bet Knesset or elsewhere. My son on Shabbat, he was going upstairs to sleep after the meal. And from the stairs, you know, it was after a whole nice talk of politics, you know, woo, if this, if that. So, you know, he asks me, but Abba, what happens if, you know, if he wins? What happens? Not that he's such an evil man, but, you know, what happens, he said. I'll tell you what happens, I told him. Oh, Hashem put the words into my mouth. I'll tell you what happened. The next morning, we come to Bet Knesset, we pray Shachrit, we put on Tzitzit, we put on Tefillin, and we serve Hashem Be'ahava. What do you mean, what happens? We have to do our Hishtadlut. Baruch Hashem, many people did what they were supposed to do today. The rest is in Hashem's hands. It's not him or it's not him who is president. Hashem is the president. What's president? What word is that? To preside over. That's the word president, right? Who presides over the world? Everybody's not even puppets. It's all like Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Chas v'Shalom, let's say it doesn't go exactly the way we voted, and tomorrow it's a different result. You wake up. Hopefully we could get clarity and end this balagan, you know, as early as possible, one way or another, right? But not to have too much heartache, and because that heartache is saying, well, did you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did you forget? What are you, a bigger Rachman than him? You're a bigger Chacham than him? He's doing the best of the best. Hashem knows what he's doing, and we're in his hands, and everything is letova, and everything is lechaim tovim uleshalom. We should see only bracha and only good news. We should visit Hashem. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. I did not expect all of you, and not expect thank that. You. So, but now I do.
So,
next week we'll discuss. Thank you for reminding me.
I'll put in a group of whoever wants to be part of a group. Well, just announcements. I won't. Maybe we'll have one admin. We'll just announce
the shiurim, because next week we have a wedding.
There's a simcha in the keilah, right? The daughter of there's a simcha, the wedding, and so we won't be able to do Tuesday night next week. So we'll see. Either we'll push it to a different date. Probably we'll do that. I don't want to skip a week, so we'll, we'll. Okay, so perfect. We'll announce it.
Thank you.
What's the name of this? Agra de Pirka.
Which chassid is this?
This is Dinov. The Bnei Sachar. It's not. There's
it's not
no
like the more commercialized one.
But Agra de Pirka. Adek Pirka. Holy, holy Sefer. Every word. Gonna enjoy it. Gonna enjoy it. Can.
Yeah, I bought three.